In the Gospels, Jesus gives us a very profound teaching when he tells us, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." What does it mean to become pure in heart, and how do we move toward this? In short, we become pure in heart by rooting vices out of our heart and allowing them to be replaced by our love for God and God's love for us. When we talk about rooting vices out of our heart, we're making an analogy of vices being like poisonous weeds or roots for a poisonous bush or a tree that grows thorny branches on it. We don't want to simply keep cutting off the thorny branches forever. Ideally, what we want to do is dig them up by their roots and progressively remove them from the garden of our heart so that there are more places in our heart where the fruits of the Spirit can grow. St. John Cassian, one of the spiritual teachers in the Philokalia, says that we cannot obtain a pure heart unless we first acquire real humility of heart. Humility can be contrasted to its opposite, which is arrogant pride. John Cassian says that we can move toward humility of heart by trying to achieve contrition with prayers of repentance. And this is exactly what we do in the Jesus Prayer. We really ponder where in our lives we perceive that we need mercy the most, and then practice the hesychastic tradition of asking Jesus for mercy. In the Gospels, Jesus says of himself, "I am gentle and humble in heart." In connection with Jesus being humble, he says that he is also gentle. What this means is that to imitate Jesus, we can add gentleness to humility as virtues to seek in order to obtain greater purity of heart. The gentle and humble heart of Jesus is, of course, the purest heart of all. Evagrius the Solitary, one of the spiritual teachers in the Philokalia, quotes the book of Ecclesiastes, which says to remove wrath from your hearts. We become more gentle with others as wrath begins to dissolve in our hearts, and as such, our hearts become more pure. Cassian further taught that if we wish to receive the Lord's blessing, we should restrain not only from outward expressions of anger, but also from angry thoughts. This is where the practice of watchfulness over the heart becomes important. More beneficial than controlling our tongue in a moment of anger and refraining from angry words is purifying our heart so that it doesn't harbor angry thoughts against ourselves or others. Through continued watchfulness and prayer of the heart, we dig the root of anger out of our heart. St. Cassian said, "The Lord's intention is that we should remove the root of anger and not keep even a single pretext for anger in our hearts." We can find encouragement that so many spiritual teachers have testified to the effectiveness of watchfulness and the Jesus Prayer together for purifying the heart. The spiritual teachers in the Philokalia advise us to fill our hearts with divine things, chiefly love for God and love for the mysteries of God. We are advised to concentrate our heart on longing for the things of God. St. Cassian even urges us to have a heart burning for the mysteries of God. There's a great spiritual anthropology in the hesychastic tradition that identifies three different dimensions of the heart as the natural, the paranatural, and the supernatural. As such, when we seek God through the Jesus Prayer, we can realize that what we are doing is allowing our whole heart, in all its dimensions, to grow toward fuller consecration to God. This, ultimately, is the purity of heart Jesus is calling us to have. If you haven't already, find a comfortable posture, preferably one where your back can be straight and your feet can be on the floor. And take a moment to gather your thoughts and calm your mind. As you start to feel more calm and collected, we'll join together in the prayer of the heart with these words. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. letting the words go from your lips to your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Repeating the words at your own pace, each time allowing them to sink a little deeper into your mind. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. 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 Amen.